Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burse with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and I want to encourage you today with sweet melodies. Amen. Praise God. You know, in this world, we're going to have tribulations, and we're going to go through so much. Amen. But I found out that, amen, praise God, when you're going through, amen, and the enemy seems to throw everything at you, amen, praise God. David literally encouraged himself through his songs, amen, the psalms, and amen, and then the worship, praise God, and the sweet fellowship he had with Christ Jesus, amen, our Lord God and Savior, amen, and the Holy Spirit. And because of what David did, amen, we have the same opportunity. You know, sometimes family don't have the right words, or they don't have the love or the courage that you have, amen, and so they will end up beating you up, abusing you, amen, and word curses are the worst thing a person can go through, amen, in life. But, amen, Jesus' blood, amen, comforted us in the time of our sicknesses, our heartaches, our many afflictions. And I want to encourage you today through music, amen, sweet melody. Praise God. I want to read the scripture, amen, and then, amen, we'll go a little bit further, a little bit higher in the Lord. Amen. Psalms 20, it says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble, the name of the God of Jacob, defend thee, send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifices, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. Praise God. We will rejoice in thy salvation of God. We will set up our banners. The Lord will fulfill all our petition. Praise God. Hold on. Man, I had to answer that. That was important. Hallelujah. Amen. But we will rejoice in our salvation in the name of our God. We will set up our banners. The Lord will fulfill all our petition. Now, if that, amen, was for David when he wrote that, don't you know it's for us? Praise God. Amen. My first song is I Know It Was the Blood. Listen, please listen, and make your day a good day.
Can I get a witness here? God searched
lives in mine. He died to set us free. Could I get a witness there? Have God been good to you? Somebody here should be a witness tonight. That's why I don't mind standing here and saying these words. I know it was a blessing. I know it was a blessing. I know it was a blessing that saved me. One day when I was lost, Jesus
on the cross,
and I know
it was a blessing.
Could I say it again? I know it was a blessing. I know it was a blessing. I know it was a blessing.
It was the blood. Amen. Praise God. We've been going through so much. Praise God. But the only
thing, amen, that's important is Jesus' blood. Amen. Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. Amen. Praise God and the anointing. Amen. But, amen, Jesus' blood is what keeps us. The Bible say, amen, praise God, in John 6:53. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Praise God. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drink my blood dwelleth in me, and I am in him. Praise God. We know it was the blood. Praise God. We know it was the blood that saved us. I give God the glory. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. There is no lack today, saints. Amen. We got to understand that the devil is a defeated foe. Jesus defeated him on Calvary. The blood made an atonement for our souls. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. This ain't no thing to play with. Praise God. We are on our way up and out of a terrible situation. Thank you, Jesus. A situation that has been, amen, made null and void by Jesus Christ and his blood. But while we in this world, we're going to deal with various things. But rest assured, God will deliver us out of them all. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
There's so much, oh, there's so much. be going through something right now. Sometimes you can have the wrong folk around you. But there's just times you just need to get everybody away from you. Sometimes friends won't do what needs to be done. And sometimes you just need to steal away into your secret closet. And as you steal away into your secret closet, then something is going to begin to happen. Just you and him now. Just you and him. It's just you and him. It's you and him. And you can just tell the Lord, I just need you to stay close to me. I need you to stay close to me. I'm just grateful. Pastor Marvin Winans is here. He's here. I just know he knows about staying close.
Close.
I'm moving a little closer. Praise God. Amen. I don't care what you're going through. Like I said earlier, I don't see, amen, where the enemy has the victory as long as you go before God with a repentant heart. Amen. That's one of the things I do. I repent every day for my children as well as myself. Repent means to turn back, amen, from what, amen, the enemy had wanted you to do, because I'm telling you, there's only two identities in this world, amen, and that's the devil, amen, and I don't rate him first, but I'm just talking about his low-down, dirty, stinking, filthy, deceptive, beguiling, seducing, evil thoughts, evil work self. And then there's God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Just move on up a little closer to him. Every time you go through something, go forward. I don't care what it is. Don't let the enemy hold you back. Amen. Praise God. He got a way of doing wicked things, and he'll cause you to be delayed or hold back or end up killing you and your whole household. Stay with God. I don't care what it is. I want to encourage you today. Amen. By my sufferings, by my attacks, amen, by the things that I went through, the things that I have gone through, I have encouraged myself, amen, and I want to encourage you. The devil can't win if you hold on to God. The devil won't win if you hold on to God. Psalms 27 say, a psalm of David, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Not the devil, not my associates, not the man down the street with the gun in his hand. He might shoot me 20 times, but he will not be able to kill me. I'm not afraid of anything because I know in whom I serve. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and frail. They're going to fall, saints. They can't stand because the greater one is on the inside. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. My heart should be telling me, I got a God. My heart should be telling me, amen. Remember when God delivered, amen, Joshua and all the Israelites, amen. Remember when the walls of Jericho fell down. Remember when God delivered, amen, the Hebrews out of, amen, Egypt, brought them through the Red Sea. They went across the Red Sea on dry land. He made the water congeal. Amen. So that it would be just like jello. Amen. And it would not overtake them. But when the enemy came in, Pharaoh and them came in, praise God, the water began to, amen, go back to its original state. God will change the original state of a situation that Satan has tried to put you in and bring you, amen, out of the situation, then cause the original state to collapse on your enemy. Satan is a defeated foe. One thing have I desired, amen, of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. I'll be able to ask the questions that I couldn't understand down here on earth, in his temple. Amen. I will be able to see his beauty, see his comeliness, see his long-suffering, see his gentleness, because the Bible says his gentleness had made me great. I'll be able to see those things if I just hold on. Amen. Sweet melody today. Amen. Praise God. The enemy can never penetrate through, amen, Samuel, Noah, Saul, especially Saul, amen, when those evil spirits came upon Saul and David began to sing songs of psalms, amen, and worship the Lord. And then when Samuel, amen, was doing the things that he wanted to do for the Lord and he was told to do for the Lord, Eli disobeyed the Lord, but Samuel was kept, and he did what God told him to do. I'm telling you, as long as you stay before the Lord and do what God tells you to do, the enemy cannot exact upon you. Praise God. I give God the glory today. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. With thee.